grace and truth abound. Let my lips.
Who the Son sets free, who is free indeed. I'm a child.
Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Cranfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knows not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Cranfield. Truly, I thank God for this beautiful, wonderful Saturday that the Lord has blessed us with. Thank God for you are alive today. Thank God for what He is today. Good morning, my people of God. Thank you for being alive today in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Good morning, prayer warriors. Good morning, intercessors. Good morning, apostles and prophets. Thank God for you. Thank God. Hallelujah. Good morning, pastors and ministers in the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Good morning to my brothers and sisters. Praise God who are in the vineyard. Praise God to draw those to Jesus Christ. Thank God for the missionaries around the world who go out their way, sacrificing their life, their time, praise God, to give people the word of God. Good morning, praise God, and most of all, good morning to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Praise God, we truly thank God for each and every person that is alive on this earth today. Praise be the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank God for the ministry of all ministry that God created, that God assigned to each individual according to their faith, according to their spirit. Thank God for the ministry that God designed for us to have, to walk into, praise God, to reach to the lost who are in darkness and to bring them out into the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus is like a lighthouse. Praise God, beaming out, praise God, of His glory upon those who will embrace, enhance of His presence. So I thank God for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank God for Jesus today. Praise God. This morning, I truly thank God for the word of God today because God is so good that His mercy endures forever. Thank God that we are preparing ourselves for the event that the Lord is going to present. Praise God. And we need to be ready. Praise God. When He released His Son to come back to get His people. Praise God. We need to be ready. Praise God. He's coming back for those who are in the north, those who are in the south, those who are in the east, those who are in the west. Praise God, He's gathering up His people in the days to come, praise God. So be ready, my people, be ready, praise God. I thank God for Jesus Christ, be ready, praise God, because Jesus is soon to come. Be ready, praise God, and I thank God for Jesus Christ. I'm going into the book, praise God, reading from Luke, the 7th chapter and the 8th chapter of Luke. And I thank God based on the word of God, the Lord always minister to those who need to be ministered. And thank God for our God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank Almighty God, Abba. Thank God for God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ. I thank God that He is no respected person. God give everyone us a ministry, whether we male or female. Oh, praise God. But Lord, we are doing the will of God and perform His work. He will give us what we need in this hour. But most of God always deal with the women in the gospel. And thank God for women pastors and women in ministry. Thank God. And it's right here in the seventh chapter of Luke. And I'm starting at the 36th verse. Praise God. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee house and sat down to meat. And behold me, look, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, and brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet and with tears, and then wiped them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bitten him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touched him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answered and said unto Simon, I have somewhat to say unto you. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors, the one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, see thou this woman? I enter into your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with the tears and wiped them with her hairs of her head. Thou gave me no kiss. You didn't give me no kiss. But this woman, since the time I came in your place, she kissed my feet. My head with oil that is not anointed, but this woman has anointed my feet with her ointment. Wherefore I say unto you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he say unto her, your sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sin also? And he said unto the woman, your faith can save you. Go in peace. And look what Jesus said. He was showing a demonstration of a comparison that God is no respected person. But God utilized this by showing that he used men as women in ministry. And it's Luke the 8th chapter. The women who support Jesus. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And a certain woman which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, and Joanne, the wife of Chuzan, Herod, Stuart, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their sustenance. So Jesus was using women in ministry. And thank God for women in ministry are doing the work for God because they have compassion. They show the love of God. They know how to divide the word of God to know what to say and what not to say. But thank God for Jesus. The women, praise God, represent the church. Praise God. That they go out their way to see for, praise God, to know that there is a life. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. I thank God for all the way he is doing and using women in the gospel. Throughout from Genesis to Revelation, God used women in the gospel to carry out the word of God as well as a man. We should not prohibit it. We should not be prohibited, praise God, to go out and to do what God commands us to do. We should not hold back women in ministry. When God put a word in a woman's spirit, praise God, we should let that person exercise their gift. Thank God for the intercessors. Thank God for the prayer warrior. Thank God for those women who are watchmen on the wall. Thank God. Hallelujah for prophetess. Praise God that God used women and prophets. Thank God for bishops and praise God. Whoever God ordained women in the ministry, praise God, we need to recognize what their position are in the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Lord was showing Simon how important it is to recognize the least, praise God, because that's who God used, the least that you not expected, praise God. This woman had a lot of things going on in her life, but guess what? She came to the Savior. She came to salvation. She accepted salvation. She was at salvation feet, praise God. She accepted the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She wanted the Lord to forgive her of her sin. She did not want to go on continue living like that. But when she heard the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the Lord turned that woman life around. And that same woman that kissed the feet of Jesus, hallelujah, she became a powerful missionary, a power minister, praise God, to go around wherever she got the opportunity to tell people about the Lord, how he redeemed her from the sin that she was living in. Now, today, my sisters and brothers in the body of Christ, walk in your calling. You women of the gospel, walk in your calling. Don't let no one stop you. Don't let the devil discourage you. Don't let somebody say, oh, God didn't call you to be a minister. I don't believe in women preachers. I don't think God called women to be preachers. But go by what the word of God said. He no respected person. The Lord used women. Even Paul, when he was on this earth, he was using women in the ministry. And he let the men recognize that the women were very important in the ministry. So God used whoever he see fit to walk in the calling that he ordained. So my brothers and sisters, let's don't discredit anybody. Do not have no discrepancy when it comes to women in ministry. But trust God every step of the way, knowing that Jesus is no respected person. When he talked to the woman at the well, there was a ministry that he placed in that woman's spirit. She went and told Peter them, come see a man. Praise God. She told different one, come see a man who know all about me. So she went out there and did her work. So let's not keep someone from not doing what they need to do. And when it comes to the church system. So may God bless you. I truly thank God for what he is to us in this hour. Let's trust the Lord. Let us walk in our calling. Let us lift one another up. Let us respect ourselves. Let us respect those who are in the ministry. Praise God. Let us recognize their calling. And thank God for all that he is to us in this hour. May God bless you. May God keep you. And you have a great Saturday. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.